Comedian Rhea Butcher is having a whirlwind of a year. The 34-year-old Akron native has appeared on the Conan O'Brien Show, launched an online TV series called Take My Wife with her wife and fellow stand-up comic Cameron Esposito, and has the number one comedy album on iTunes. But at the center of her success is her love for her hometown. I met up with Butcher at Angel Falls Coffee in Akron's Highland Square, following her headlining show at Hilarities in Cleveland this week.
Talk about this year that you're having, because it's been a big one.
Yeah, it's kind of wild because, you know, we pitched the show in the end of last year, and we were also planning our wedding, and we got married in December. And so basically we were touring, pitching, and planning, like all at the same time.
I do want to talk a little bit more about the show.
Oh, but yeah, for sure. We'll get
let's
that.
Talk a little bit about your comedy.
Yeah.
You kind of open up by talking about your name.
You guys, my name is Rhea Butcher. It's not a fake name. It's funny because it's true. I am butcher than all of you. And by like a lot, I can tell.
Well, what's funny is it's kind of a thing that like I feel like a lot of comics do if they have a funny name. But I think particularly with my name and the moment that we've been in the, you know, gay rights movement for a long time, it always felt like, and I don't want to seem like I think I'm some like hero or something like that, but I just like talking about it because all the artists and people I've been drawn to and inspired by in my life have always talked about it. I have a crazy sounding name. Rhea Butcher is a crazy sounding name. And so having that joke up top also does this trick of sort of disarming the audience, because for most of the time, people have not known who I am, and let everybody know, like, I know this is a ridiculous name. It's also a ridiculously perfect name.
You do use some of your comedy to talk about sexism in sports, gender, your journey in coming out as a lesbian. Mm-hmm. Is that something you do on purpose?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, it's what's important to me, and it's what I think about, and I have always thought, I've always enjoyed stand-up, and I grew up, like, watching women stand-ups. If you can get somebody who disagrees with you to laugh about something, they're probably going to agree with you eventually. Right. Or you can at least talk to them about it and make them less angry.
So in the first episode of Take My Wife, which is the TV series with your wife, Cameron Esposito, you're working for a graphic design company.
Yes.
You're in L.A., and you're kind of doing comedy in your living room. Then we see you get up on the stage. What, can you talk about at what point you realized, I'm going to make this happen? I'm going to do this.
I still am like, am I doing this for real? So I don't know if I ever, there are moments where I'll think like, oh my God, I'm doing this. I did that for like 2 years. I had a full-time day job where I worked from like 7 to 7 and then would try and also would go out and do stand-up at night. And yeah, in 2014, like in the summer of 2014, I just like couldn't take it anymore and I quit. And it was, I believe, the same week that LeBron said he was coming back.
Okay.
I think it honestly inspired me to be like, I can do this.
You grew up here, Kenmore neighborhood of Akron.
Oh, yeah, K-Town.
Huge Cleveland sports fan.
Yes.
Why is it so important to you to stay attached and show your Akron pride? I mean, you show it to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I really feel the same way that LeBron feels about his, like, it's the city that made him, and I have been inspired by him, too, because, like, I knew and or thought, like, oh, I gotta get out of Akron to, like, make it, and in some ways, totally, because if you know, if you want to be a stand-up comic, you gotta go to where stand-up comedy is, but for that reason, I think that's why I love it here so much, is because I wouldn't be the person I am if I wasn't from Akron, like, I don't know. It's just, and I say this all the time. This is a compliment. It's just so weird here. Like, I love how everybody has this, like, different sense of humor. It's, like, sarcastic and also semi-humble and just, like, very dry. I don't know. I love this city and how nobody takes themselves too seriously, but also has so much pride in their city. There's a lot of positive things going on in the city, and I just like to see the city pride.
Rhea, what's next for you?
Hopefully season 2. And I would, you know, like to keep touring and promote the album, keep that album going, trying to get some warm-up pitches in so that I throw a strike on Labor Day.
You're throwing out the first pitch for the Cleveland Indians.
I am throwing out a first pitch.
Kind of your dream?
It is my dream. I'm just very excited. It's been, 2016's just been a really fun year. It feels like we won, you know? I mean, we did win, but it feels like we got to win a little bit. It's nice.
All right, Rhea Butcher, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me.